Hope everyone's having a great weekend. This is our week in review. A look back at some of the most compelling segments of this past week. Brand new episodes back again Monday morning at 5 a.m. here in the podcast.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
When someone chooses to end their own life, suicide by stabbing oneself is not a very common one. And if it is, it's usually not 20 stab wounds, some of which were to the back of the head, impacting the brain, including post-mortem stab wounds. That's usually just not something. It doesn't add up. It's actually a physical impossibility. Do you know that? If you stab yourself when you're dead, that's not a thing. That fact, however, seemed to elude some of the authorities. And we are now back taking a look at the death of Ellen Greenberg. This is a case that is very fascinating, a case that really should have never been closed, but it has been finally reopened. Joining me is former FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer to talk about this. Number one, obviously, there's reasons why you would want to reopen this, but why did they reopen this after it was already closed? And what new information are they looking at?
Well, Tony, it was reopened, I believe, because it needed to be reopened.
Sure.
The facts don't support the decisions that were made. And why those decisions were made, we don't know. I mean, there's all sorts of allegations flying about. But the bottom line is this woman stabbed 20 times. 10 times in the anterior part of her body could not have been a precursor for anyone committing suicide. And one of the wounds, according to one pathologist, was post-mortem. So it makes no sense, nor does it make any sense, the story given by the fiance.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you listen to that 911 call of the fiance. We just played it back here about a week or so ago, and it's a bizarre one. It's one where you listen to it, and everyone, of course, has different trauma responses, but there was something eerie. There was something, in my opinion, that seemed a little facetious, if you will, as far as authenticity of seeing your fiance dead and not really realizing she was stabbed that many times for as long as he did. Obviously, he was dismissed. He was never charged with anything. He's out living his life to this day. Sam Goldberg, his name. Do you feel like this is going to go back in his direction, or do you think they may be looking somewhere else? Was he, you know, as obvious as it would be to look at him deeper, could this have been somebody else?
I think it'll go back to Sam, and this is why. First of all, he goes down to the gym. He purportedly comes back. He has to break open the door. Only if you look at the photos from the door, this does not comport with somebody that has to break in a door. He also initially said that there was an individual with him. Well, that individual said he wasn't with him. He goes in. The body was, he describes as being in a position of laying down. And he comes across the body, says he has no idea what happened. I think he even says she might have slipped and fell or something like that. Yet later in the call says, oh, there's a knife. I mean, it is just horrible acting. They ask him to do CPR. He, you know, hesitates about that. Who wouldn't want to save the love of their life, their fiance, somebody they were getting ready to marry?
Yeah.
Then furthermore, in the crime scene photos, she's staged up against the cabinet, which doesn't comport with the 911 description of how she was laying down. So, Tony, I think there's just too many discrepancies with this story for him not to be the main focus.
It's amazing that he wasn't more of the focus. It's amazing how this thing was let go into suicide as being the cause of death. One could either go, well, this was extremely incompetent police work, or is it a cover-up? Was there some reason why this didn't go any deeper than it did? What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's both.
Yeah.
I think initially when law enforcement responded, I think that was sheer incompetence.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the fact that you know, he had his uncle there who was a lawyer, who was a former federal prosecutor, I believe a current federal judge on ethics. You know, why was he there? Why was he called? In addition, he was allowed back into the crime scene, allowed to remove cellular telephones, allowed to remove a computer. Why was he ever allowed back in there, first of all, and remove everything? Second of all, the landlord called the police and said, listen, I've got a, you know, hot mess in this apartment. I want to clean it up. She called to get clearance for that. And you know what the PD did? What? They gave her the clearance. They said, no problem. Go ahead. And by the way, here's a phone number of a crime scene cleaning agency. She calls them post haste. They come in there, clean everything up. And then after that, law enforcement finally gets a search warrant and goes back to a cleaned up crime scene where, you know, the forensic evidence in terms of the computer itself were gone.
When we look at this, I mean, these are all facts on how this happened, how the order in which this all took place. When you have something like this, and we can look at it and go, clearly, this is either an extreme incompetence or a cover-up or a combination of both. The decisions that were made to do all of these things, will there be justice for those people who did these sort of things? Will we take those people and charge them with anything? Or is it, well, you know, you're doing your job at the time, that was your decision, we're just going to focus on the actual killer? Because it seems those people that made those decisions should also be held accountable.
I couldn't agree with you more. But I think the number one thing that needs to be focused on right now is justice.
Yeah.
For Ellen, justice for her surviving family members. For this to have been swept under the carpet and pushed aside, which is much like the Stephen Smith case,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Where, you know, it's just so obvious that justice wasn't served. I just hope that justice someday will be served. And after that, they can look into this malfeasance and possible cover-up on law enforcement and the coroner. I should say the medical examiner.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Jennifer Coffendaffer, former FBI agent, thank you so much for your insight into this one. We'll keep a close eye on it as it continues to unfold. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any breaking updates and discussions in the cases that we're following for you right here. My name is Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.